Hello, podcast listeners. This is Tricia Faye Hefner coming to you from our beautiful sunny location in Costa Rica. You may have noticed we're a little behind in posting a new podcast and our season two wrap up. And I wanted to let everyone know that Kelly and I are both in good health, but we have had some scheduling setbacks due to the coronavirus. You may not know this, but Kelly is somewhat of a superstar in the poetry and education world. And right now, while everybody is reorganizing and getting their poetry events online, she has been in high demand. So we've just had to postpone our season two wrap up, but we should be able to get that out sometime in May. In the meantime, you all probably know that April is National Poetry Month. And to celebrate, I want to give you all a prompt, a writing prompt that you can use anytime you want to get yourself inspired, to generate new material, to keep yourself busy during this very, very strange time. Okay, so here's what I'm going to invite everyone to do. Get out a writing device, and that could be your laptop, pen, pencil. And before we get started, I want to give credit to William Stafford. I heard that he used the same exact writing prompt every day to get himself going. I developed a little bit of a variation on his writing prompt. So what I'm going to give you right now is not entirely my own creation, but something that piggybacks off of what William Stafford did. So the first thing I want to invite everyone to do is write down 10 pieces of imagery that you have experienced in the last week. Imagery is anything you see, hear, taste, touch, or smell. So just think of the items that come to mind quickly. Don't overthink them. Don't overanalyze them. These can be bits of imagery that you saw on the news. They can be bits of imagery that live in your imagination. If, for example, you have been fantasizing about your favorite restaurant, but you haven't been able to go there, but it's been in your mind, then it still counts. All right, so you're going to write down 10 pieces of imagery. And then the next thing I want you to do is go to your book of poems, any book of poems, any poetry bookshelf you have, and pick a line of poetry. Pick a line of poetry. You can also look up some famous lines of poetry. April is the cruelest month. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Do I contradict myself? Well, then I contradict myself. I contain multitudes. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. What was said to the rose to make it open was said to me here in my chest. You can go to any book of poems that you have and open it at random and pick a line. Or you could read through several poems until you find a line that interests you. And then you're going to just start responding to that line. And by responding, I might mean you contradict it, or you imitate it, or you use it as the starting point for your new poem. So if you went with Walt Whitman's I Contain Multitudes, you might say, I contain multitudes. I contain the restaurant down the street. I contain its closed sign. I contain all of the chairs up on the table at night. At night, I contain the moonlight that goes through the window, and so on and so forth, okay? So that's something that you can use at any time, so long as you're finding new imagery every day, which you're very, very likely to do naturally, and you pick a new line from a book of poems to start with every day, then that one exercise can keep you in good poetry prompts from now until the end of eternity. So I'm really looking forward to getting to hear some of these poems and read some of these poems. If you are one of our Patreon contributors, then you can post your poem or anything that you're writing right now in our Poetry Salon online community. And if you're not a Patreon member, you can become one by going to the Patreon and looking up the Poetry Salon, or you can click on the link that will be copied in the show notes. And as much as this is a very strange time, and I really, really miss talking with Kelly and talking with our fabulous poets who we interview with, I am really enjoying the opportunity to write and read more writing and delve deeper into my craft. And I hope that you are finding opportunities to write yourselves, because writing can be such a wonderful and powerful way to approach any strange experiences. So I really encourage you all to set aside a few minutes a day to get a little writing done. And I hope this prompt helps you generate new writing and delve deeper into the process. Okay? I hope that's useful for you, and I look forward to being back again with Kelly and doing our season 2 podcast wrap-up in May. Thanks for listening.